Bring on spring projects with Spring Black Friday Savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can bring on the spring cleaning, the patio decorating, and the front yard gardening. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Bring on the spring doing and spring your way only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The music is fading out. I'm fading in. And guess what, everybody? Earwolf Presents is here. What is up, your boy, former culture king? I'm not a king no more. I'm just a civilian. Jacquise Neal. I'm the host of Earwolf Presents, and y'all, it is kicking off with something dope. This month, we're bringing you the Girl God Experience. Grace Freud and April Clark, together known as Girl God, will challenge modern orthodoxies on everything from gender and sexuality to politics and religion. And over the next 4 weeks on this Joe Rogan parody, Grace and April are going to interview today's most fascinating thinkers on how to put this woke world back to sleep. And Grace and April are going to lead us into what Star Trek calls the new frontier. And they just might blow your mind in the process. So, without further ado, I want you to sit back. I want you to enjoy, because this month we are taking you on a journey. We are taking you up to the heavens. We are taking you on to the Girl God Experience. Enjoy.
Hey, everybody. This is the Girl God Experience. I'm Grace Freud.
And I'm April Clark. What's up?
What's up?
You might have noticed there's a lot of problems going on the in this world crazy world.
Is irreparably broken.
There's a lot.
There's
just
nothing
a lot
we can do to save it, except for listening to the top minds alive today.
On the Girl God Experience, we set out to talk with America's top intellectuals and thinkers and philosophers and people who have chosen ways of life that, you know,
have led them to have rock solid, totally tight, definitely true solutions that will fix everything.
And that's the show. That's what we set out to do. So we're going to fuck.
So listen to the Girl God Experience.
I'm going to kill myself tonight.
Don't just listen to the Girl God Experience. Live it, because it's a way of life, baby. I am incredibly.
It's a crazy world.
It's a crazy world.
It's an insane. It's a crazy world. There's so much going on every day.
It's like Mother Earth.
All the time.
Forgot her medication.
That's so true.
It's like a Mother Earth.
It's exactly like that.
Stop going to therapy.
That's right.
And she's stopped thinking about all of her babies.
It's true.
And maybe people should stop blaming those babies for how the earth is and start blaming mama, the soul of the earth.
That's true.
For not tightening up, keeping it tight, keeping it together.
That's true.
Speaking of bad moms,
we have two incredible guests with us today.
Yeah, two men who've decided to forgo the chance of turning a woman into a bad mom by entering into a monogamous, platonic, same-sex partnership.
That's exactly right, as I understand it. So with us, we have Will Sennett.
Hello.
And Nate Fisher.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Thank you two so much for having us on. You two are proponents for saving masculinity by completely eliminating the feminine from your lives.
Yes.
Even as two keeping straight it pure. Men.
Keeping it pure, as
tell us about that.
Yeah, whenever I say keeping it pure and I talk about bloodlines, people get mad, but that's truly what we are doing.
Right. People jump to something really specific when you start talking about
and that's not fair.
You're talking about men on the whole.
Yes.
Men of all stripes and stripes.
Shapes and colors.
And you two happen to be two straight white men.
Yes, absolutely.
But that just happens to be the case.
Right, that's just the way the cookie crumbled, the way the dice fell.
I mean, there are straight white men all around the world.
Yes. There are straight white men in even the southernmost tip of Africa.
You could throw a rock in any direction and hit a straight white man who will probably catch it because he probably played sports and was good at him.
Yep.
Yes.
Second base. I was second base.
Second base?
First base. Almost all through high school. Almost.
Yeah. Home run.
Pretty good.
There you go.
Thanks.
They say, kill two birds with one stone. That is not applied to...
I could kill three birds with one stone.
I bet you could. Because it has to be about birds. Because if it was about men such as yourselves, you would simply catch the rock. You wouldn't be killed by it.
No.
That's true. But let's circle back to... I want to hear more about your unique relationship.
Yeah, well, so we have a lot of points in our lives we've... become flummoxed by the existence of females, and we eventually
vexing
really,
people. You all
truly vexing.
Yeah. Vexing.
And the conclusion we arrived to was that none of our male advice guardians, we called them, none of the people that were giving us Instagram content about how to be a better man. Really went the whole nine yards. This is a real knuck if you buck moment for us, where we said, "Why are we even talking to them?"
Right? Because it's all women will like you if you do this. You can't let a woman do that. Mm-hmm. What if you removed that singularity, the weakness in that sentence? What if you moved it completely?
They say make money and girlfriend follow is what they always
what
say.
What if you just made money?
What if you just made money and then made money again?
Yeah,
that's true.
One thing you said was so interesting, Nathan. You said these masculinity influencers, you said, why are we talking to them? Were you just fans or were you in conversation?
Well, the conversations are mostly one-sided. They would ask us to respond they would tell us that we love them one letter at a time in Instagram comments, and we would do it every time, but they never responded to us. And we were like, we need to become our own guardians of masculinity, because our favorite masculinity voices, for some reason, they must have like bad internet or something. They just don't listen
to
us.
Who were those voices?
Well, we can't name names, but there's a very famous one who we were in pretty deep talks with and who just sort of kind of went dark recently.
Yeah. By deep talks, you mean you were messaging a lot.
Right. Yeah. And he would read them and then he wouldn't respond. But he messaged just once. He said, going on a trip, TTYL.
Wow.
And then a few days later, he was on the news. And we're like, that's bad for us.
That is bad.
I think it's probably a sign of immense respect that he read your messages but didn't respond.
Yeah.
Because that means he had so much to think about from them.
Right.
And he wanted to take the time.
He's like, I'm going to take 6 months to fully form a response.
Yes. And the fact that his response was so brief, I'm going on a trip TTYL, to me that suggests you won. He has no response.
Yeah.
Everything you said, he agreed with.
Mm-hmm. We can say who it was. His name is Stelbert of Damascus, and he is in federal prison now.
Yeah.
We realize that there are no heroes anymore. You know, the Stelberts of the world, they're all con artists, and we should just retreat into our own sort of monastery of sorts.
Yeah. So what did you do to cope with that?
We decided that we need to remove kind of all weakness in our life and just kind of focus on the purity that is straight male friendship. And so I don't know if you guys introduced this, but I feel like I desperately need to. We are not having sex with each other.
Yes.
Yeah, never. Right. Never.
Platonic.
Platonic, zero funny business.
Do you ever have
on.
Urges?
We're too busy.
I do. We it happens, but those in the same way that like a lobster might have the urge to lay eggs, right?
Right.
That's just a byproduct.
It's just an animal instinct.
This is the way God made me.
Right.
And when
science.
Nate gets like that, I say go to room.
I have the room, and they're in the room. There is a pillow pile, and I attack the pillow pile with hugs from different angles.
Do you sleep on that pile together?
No.
We have a big bed.
No, the pillow pile is
like Charlie. A big bed together.
Foot to face, do you touch? No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
It's a California king, lot of room. The pillow pile. If you slept in the pillow pile, you get a rash. No good. But we go. I go to the pillow pile. We have a gun for if the pillow pile is not enough.
Mm-hmm.
You just fire it into the air 6 times.
Right.
If I touch Nate's face, bang, 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 with my foot.
Right. Yeah.
Fires it like Yosemite
it calms
Sam.
Him down.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Cool. Absolutely.
Bring on spring projects with Spring Black Friday Savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can bring on the spring cleaning, the patio decorating, and the front yard gardening. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Bring on the spring doing and spring your way only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. According to a recent Indeed survey, don't search, match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Nate, I mean, you know, homosexual urges, as they're calling
they're
them.
They're not homosexual.
Are perfectly
they're also, they're these are
biological. Broadly, I get what you're saying. They're broadly
oh,
sexual.
Biological.
Yeah, they're just
broadly
sexual.
They're
basic,
urges.
Yeah.
Basic
I asked Nate
sexual.
To draw me what he was horny for
right.
recently, and he drew an amorphous ball of gas.
Right.
Right.
I you know how, like, when you're on, like, a desert island and, like, you know, your friend turns into a ribeye. Like, that's kind of like what we're
when you're so hungry, you know, you see him.
Right. And we have no other we don't have contact with anybody that it's sort of like any port in a storm, you know what I mean?
Will turns into the general idea of something you could fuck.
Yes. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. Just like a pink
I'm
mist.
So sorry. I didn't mean to accuse you of having, you know, quote unquote homosexual urges.
Thank you.
Yeah,
appreciate
that's
it.
Not, I didn't mean to say that at all.
Yeah.
Please don't.
We'll
strike
that.
Sometimes
that
April will explicitly do something. But she had no intention on doing it.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's something I love about her.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
Like, for instance, me and Nate came in here. The audience can't see us, but we were sitting next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
But then I realized, you know.
You're too close.
When you're too close, things can happen.
Too close.
And so I put a buffer between us, and we're better for it.
Right.
Yeah, relationships are all about setting boundaries.
Mm-hmm. That's
oh, so you would call it a relationship.
Well, it's,
oh, of course.
Yeah, they're
absolutely.
In relations
we're in a
with
relationship.
Yeah, we sleep
definitely.
Next to each other. We do everything all
do
day
everything
together. Every day. And we're truly too busy to be horny.
We cook together. We go on laughing, dancing montages together in the park.
We hike.
It's really nice.
Wow.
Do you file taxes together?
Nate does the money.
Yeah.
I have
you legally
no idea.
Married?
I'm Mr. The Money Guy. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. Are you legally married?
No.
He just does my taxes.
We don't believe in traditional institutions of marriage.
Okay.
We believe that those are just shackles. Those are just forms.
No, I'm with you.
We think marriage is a three ring circus. You know, there's the engagement ring, the wedding ring, and the suffering. You know, as an old Aristotle once said.
I mean, marriage isn't. Correct me if I'm wrong, but marriage isn't biological.
It's not.
Correct.
Is
correct.
It?
No.
It's not biological.
Made from...
They're doing studies.
That's made from...
they're doing studies about marriage, and it's not biological.
It's something it's outside of our bodies, yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only time... You're signing up for pain.
The only animals that have ever gotten married are zoo animals because of what has been put into their water.
And my aunt and uncle. They're animals as well.
Exactly. They're disgusting.
Yeah. Nasty. But yeah, zoo animals. And, I'm sorry. We catch them off.
The contracts that those animals write up themselves and then sign are in languages we can't understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's very possible that their marriage has a totally different legal framework than ours.
It's true. There was a movie that came out a few years ago called Arrival. I don't know if you guys remember it.
Yeah.
Sort of the gist of the movie is language is insane.
Yeah. Right.
And I think about
and
that every day.
And the redheads are hot.
Yeah.
Wouldn't know.
Yeah, no idea.
I saw that movie.
Oh, you wouldn't? Okay.
I saw that movie about 30 times in theaters because one of my friends said that in the foggy alien scene, you could see their junk, and I couldn't, but I still believe my friend. I don't think he would lie to me. But I tried really hard.
So I watched that movie, and then all the pictures that Nate drew me of what he was attracted to, I matched it up with the alien language from that movie.
One to one.
And wow. I found out that what he was describing to me was a series of numbers that I took to the Vatican, and they say, that right there is God.
Yeah, wow. I've never even seen Arrival.
Who at the Vatican said that?
Not the Pope, not the Pope himself, but kind of
someone,
the guy underneath him. He's
at
like,
least
that's,
hanging
he
around.
Was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
That series of numbers you just put out in front of me, that's God.
I think we went on a tour.
What numbers?
Oh, we can't. Well, if we say them out loud, then the world ends.
Right.
So,
right.
Naturally.
It's smart that you didn't say them out loud before you knew that.
Right, because I went to say them, and the Pope's assistant went,
The only thing we're allowed to say is...
This happens all the time, probably. Mm-hmm.
The only thing we're allowed to say is that it ends in a 4.
Yes.
That's the only thing we're allowed to say.
We probably shouldn't even say that.
That's,
Because the other 3 numbers in front of it,
wow.
You could figure those out pretty easily.
As a Catholic myself, that gives me a lot to chew on.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of... like grandfather's warning saltwater taffy, which is one of our sponsors today. And it's what I do most of my chewing on nowadays. The flavor of grandfather's warning saltwater taffy, you ask? It's not important. What is important is that you're chewing on it. Because as we all know, grandfather's warning was if you stop eating his candy, something bad will happen to you. Grandfather's warning saltwater taffy. Keep it in your mouth.
And this isn't part of the ad, but if you don't eat grandfather's saltwater taffy, I will come to your house and shoot you in the head.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Fellow grandfather's head.
Wow, that's good.
And that's a guarantee?
That's really good.
I got some.
I love grandfather's.
I always keep it a little bit in the back of my mouth.
Yeah. It's like a cyanide molar, but instead of in your molar, there's a piece of taffy.
Yeah. And
in case you're ever in a situation without taffy.
Yeah.
If I get a call from my mom that I'm not expecting, like I worry, oh, grandma's dead, I just take a couple chews and then I pick up the call. My grandma is dead now, but that worked many times.
Your mom calls and tells you that every
day. Yes, yeah.
Every day.
Yeah, me and Native, actually, we've removed all forms of sweets and sugars and kind of calories in general from our life.
Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
What is that? What do sweets
do? We found that, anything that sort of, Nate, can you kind of walk me through?
Yeah, so basically wanting anything leads to wanting a lot of other things.
Right.
It's a slippery slope.
It's a give a mouse a cookie with yourself.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah, and literally a cookie. It's if you give me a cookie, I'm getting horny.
Yeah.
And that's the really like...
Right.
It's basically like you have one piece of sugar when you're on this sort of like...
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't say when you're as unstable as when you're as radically stable as we are.
Right.
If you have one piece of sugar, you will go down to, you go down to the red light district.
I knew a guy in college who would go around to bars and spike girls' drinks with sugar when they weren't looking.
Yes, and that's fucked because what are they going to do with that energy besides get frisky with it?
Mm-hmm.
It's honestly...
You have to burn it somehow.
I mean, consent is a whole nother conversation we can have, but, it's hard to say
about
the ethics of that, but...
I once ordered a vodka cranberry at a bar around here, and I was shocked that the bartender apparently was trying to rope me into some sort of sexual situation because I ordered a vodka cranberry. That man put vodka in, and then he put cranberry juice in it.
Mm.
Not just a single cranberry.
Right.
But a juice rife with sugar.
Yeah.
Obviously with the intention of giving me so much energy that I had no choice but to fuck his freaking brains out.
Well, that's right. one of the great things about alcohol in our life is that the alcohol we drink a ton.
Oh my god, that's where you get all the calories from.
Exactly.
Nice.
But the thing about alcohol that is so wonderful is that there's sugar in alcohol that is an upper, but the alcohol itself is a depressant.
Mm.
And they cancel each other out.
You're back to one.
Right. You're back to one.
Straight line.
You are just on the roof, just half a bottle deep. Jimmy Buffett's on, and we just look past each other. We don't look at each other, obviously.
No, yeah,
but
right past.
We look past each other, and we kind of just do that thing from King of the Hill where they say yep and mm-hmm like 30, 40 times.
Could you guys walk us through a day in the life, like your average Monday?
Sure. So we wake up.
We smack
6 a.m.
We wake up and smack each other in the face to wake up.
Right.
Just it's like a cold shower.
And then we take a cold shower.
Happen at the same time?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly.
We don't even have to say it anymore. It's just
almost like it's like patty cake.
Mm-hmm. And then we take an ice cold shower.
Very cold shower.
And then we take a piping hot shower.
And then a bath.
Because we don't want to be cold. And we don't want to be hot. We want to be where? Right down the middle.
And then a bath.
The bath is lukewarm, and you try to submerge in the lukewarm water for as long as possible without breathing.
Mm-hmm. Together?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. We make it work.
Mm-hmm.
There's, yeah, totally.
Is it a regular sized tub?
Yeah, or? Yeah. But we have a side of the tub. You know, there's east tub and west tub.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I take west tub and he takes east
there's
tub.
There's a line of duct tape down the middle,
nice.
Like in the Vince Vaughn, nice. Jennifer Aniston breakout.
It's the demilitarized zone.
You goof around, you're like, oh, it's sorry, you wouldn't get that. It's more of an east tub thing.
No.
Okay.
We don't fuck around in the tub.
Yeah.
It's interesting that you would.
But. Yeah.
How long approximately does the shower experience take?
Anywhere from 5 to 127 minutes.
Yeah, okay. It really depends on how warm it is and how much we want to really like sweat.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go outside in our living room and we watch 10 hours of Major League Baseball.
We do.
Is there naked?
Oh my god, no.
No, 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 no. We put on, like, we see the games that are on for the rest of the day with all the different teams, and we'll each put on 7 or 8 jerseys from the teams that are playing.
On top of each other?
Yeah, yeah,
peel
yeah.
Them off?
Exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm. And we just to bundle up, you know. This is usually about, so we get up at like 3:30 a.m. This is usually about like
the 5, witching hour.
Right. This is usually about the hour of the wolf, they mm-hmm. call it. It's mm-hmm. the hour when most people are born and most old people die. Mm-hmm. And that's
singularity.
Exactly. The one goes in, one comes out. That's the middle ground. That's
right.
Where you have to live.
Right.
And so we get up then, we do our 5 minute to 2 hour water routine, and then we watch the baseball. From 5 a.m., which I don't even know how the games are on. I mean, there's night baseball, if you guys didn't know about this. It's at 4 or 5 in the morning. Yeah.
Okay.
These are new games.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. Different league, but it's still professional baseball. They're very good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's
in
almost,
Chechnya.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we do that, and then it's time for brunch.
Mm.
We have a decadent brunch.
At about?
Noon, you know, normal brunch time, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. That's right. one of the things we do regular.
Right. That's the thing, but the thing about brunch is that, like, if you have, I mean, you have brunch at 9:30 in the morning, that's breakfast.
What, are you going to eat a whole loaf of bread?
You get brunch at 3 p.m., that's lunch.
Yeah, brunch is really bringing breakfast to lunch.
Yeah,
it's not the other way around.
I was reading about that, exactly.
Brunch is very rigid, you know, yes. You get a lot of rules you have to abide by.
Well, how do you reconcile, just a question, just asking questions,
please.
Don't mean to offend, mm-hmm. but isn't brunch kind of, you know, brunch has become somewhat of a, you know, I would go so far as to call it a gay event.
Can I? I'm actually.
Brunch is a very.
I'm going to say something, and I hope it doesn't come off as aggressive or overly.
Yeah. No, look, this is a safe space. You can say whatever
Certainly.
The fuck
And I truly
you
hope you.
Want.
And my intention is to not hurt your
unsafe.
Feelings.
No,
it's a
hurt
safe
my
place
feelings.
For me, unsafe.
I really
care.
Don't want to, but.
Hurt my feelings.
Be unsafe.
Hurt my feelings.
Think
you're safe in that.
Hurt my feelings.
From the bottom, I think you have no fucking idea what you're talking about.
Oh,
and every,
okay.
And everything you say
no,
makes
true.
You sound less intelligent.
I agree with that fully.
Just April or me as well?
I haven't heard. I can't hear anything.
You didn't say anything about brunch yet. So yeah, you're on. Right. You're on thin ice.
That's right.
You're on.
That's right. I didn't.
Wow.
Yeah. I didn't.
So, I'm sorry I even asked that, but I agree with you.
There's been a long tradition. The Capuchin monks actually invented brunch in the 4th century BC in Bhutan. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what you're referring to, but we have a very traditional brunch in accordance with what the monks created.
Great. No, I was just asking questions. Didn't mean to offend.
No. I mean,
not offended at all.
We're happy to teach. You know, the thing is we're just happy to teach you about our lives. So what do we do in the
afternoon? This is from a calm place.
This is coming from a completely calm place and rationality.
I get that feeling all the time. I'm not offended at all, but I do wish you were dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
You know, you should get hit by a car. I'm not offended though.
Pure math.
I'm not offended.
It's just science. It's just science.
We want you dead, and that's
logically,
just science.
Logically, I wish you would get hit by a car. I understand that feeling. I have it all the time.
When someone says something kill worthy, they ought to be killed.
Yeah, that's just logic.
Feelings do not factor in here.
Which leads us into how we spend our afternoons.
Right. Yeah. Tell me about your afternoons.
So we follow several 100,000 people on Twitter apiece, both of us. And we just sort of scroll our timelines.
Are they mostly men or women?
And we make, now that I think about it, again, coincident, almost exclusively women.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Almost exclusively women that are
in relationships.
Yes,
and right. two things that we don't fuck with.
Do you still experience attraction to women in your monogamous platonic relationship?
Again, I asked Nate to draw me what he thought a woman looked like.
Are you allowed to experience attraction to women? So Nate, we know, is attracted to an amorphous gas.
Yeah, ball. Yeah. We just as a thought experiment, because yeah. we do religious retreats for our lifestyle, and I asked Will to draw what he was attracted to.
Sorry, are there other people in this lifestyle?
No.
Where do you go on these
you
retreats?
You go on retreats by yourself.
The Catskills.
We have a very big parking lot outside of our complex.
We got the parking lot. We got the Catskills, Amarillo, Texas.
Mm-hmm. Great.
We usually take turns. One of us is the organizer and one of us is the attendee. Mm-hmm. So this year it's my turn to
Winchester,
plan the
Winchester
retreat.
Winchester, Tenfieldville, Iowa for Mr.
Do
Deeds.
Do you bring speakers?
We may. I mean, I music I find is too rhythmic.
Music is sinful.
Yeah, music. You know, the 50s moms were right about Elvis. Frankly, just far too much gyration for me. Personally.
Music makes you bob your head. Makes me shake mine.
A wise man once said, "Music makes you lose control."
You're probably bobbing something else too.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, bobbing the head kind of evokes like sucking dick.
Sucking wadding dick.
Sorry, I should.
Wadding what?
I don't. Don't mean to bring anything up.
Another thing I didn't say that April did.
Sorry.
It's fine. Some people like to do ambush interviews. Some people like to ask real questions. Not really clear who's doing what.
Yeah, totally.
But that's okay.
A lot of monkeys trying to run this Zoom.
But so you spend your afternoon scrolling through Twitter.com.
Yes.
And we assemble a kill list.
Yes.
Right. Are you familiar with the term or what a kill list is functionally?
I'm on many.
Okay, good. Yeah, so it's a list of people that we wish to, but never will kill.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a list of people that
but
we...
But will one day. Sorry, I should have said
will
that.
Will one totally. Day. Yeah, that makes sense.
We wish they would expire in a deathly in a deathly format.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But, wish it happens scientifically in accordance with...
And I realized that a moment ago I said we mostly follow women on Twitter, which would imply that our kill list is mostly women. That's not true.
Yeah. That's great.
We actually follow a few men, and we want to only kill men.
We've never.
This is kind of more a...
I'm not publicly saying I want to kill women.
You're not going to kill them.
No.
It's more of a will die list. Eventually.
And everyone dies.
True.
Yes.
And we're just saying...
Well,
we're
not
just,
everyone, but...
No, that's
true. Sort of our goal is to not die.
Mm. Yeah.
Sort of what we are trying. Because think about it. Everybody you know, throughout history who's been married, how does it always end?
100%.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah.
100%.
But we don't know for sure about the people who are in, you know, monogamous platonic relationships with their best male friend.
Well, I can tell you one guy who was in a monogamous platonic relationship with 12 of his best friends.
Who?
Jesus Christ.
Wow. Oh, I thought you were going to say Stelbert of Damascus.
And Stelbert of Damascus as well. And you know what Jesus and Stelbert have in common? Eternal life.
Stelbert of Damascus does claim to be immortal, and he might be 110. We're not really sure. He doesn't have a birth certificate, but...
It's interesting because you, as a Catholic, I think a lot about Jesus coming back and how he would present himself. Would he call himself Jesus? Or would he simply use a name that has a couple of the letters that are in the name Jesus?
like Jeff.
Or Stelbert.
Oh, yes, 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 yeah. Yes, of course. That also works. That's interesting food for thought. I think we have a pondering hour in the afternoon as the sun sets. Mm-hmm.
Are you drinking this whole time?
We are
shit wasted.
I mean, how do you think we spend 2 hours in the bathtub?
Yeah.
I mean, we got those little things that,
yeah,
like,
we are dog shit hammered.
You know how you can, like, put like a glass of beer in like a little like flotation device,
yes,
so that it kind of bobs on the,
yeah,
surface of the water?
Can.
We get about four or five of those in,
yeah,
the bathtub.
Because what they used to do with oracles of old,
yes,
back in the Roman,
yes,
times,
the
is they would get them wasted. They would dump.
Hang on, there's four or five of those floaty things, and both of you.
Yes.
In the normal size.
No, there's a lot of going on.
You must be touching.
No. I mean, absolutely not.
We are very flexible and have gone through a lot of great lengths to make sure that doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the oracles of Delphi, the way that they would do it is that they would put their nose up to these cracks in the caves in the mountains, and then these noxious fumes would come out of the cracks in the caves, and they would get high off the cracks in the caves. And we tried that with some cracks in our basement. And we spent 3 months in the hospital.
Yes.
So now we just get drunk. Mm-hmm. But we find it has the same effect. Again, it levels you out.
Speaking of things to drink, I just want to take a second to thank another one of our generous sponsors. This episode is in part brought to you by Mr. Extra. Are you tired of zero-calorie sodas and sleek cans for women on diets? Try Mr. Extra, a new soda experience. Thanks to its unique formula that uses 75 times the amount of syrup as other sodas, Mr. Extra has 2,500 calories per bottle. It comes in a high-quality tactical sack equipped with a utility nipple for you to suck the delicious sludge out of. But just suck, don't bite. She doesn't like it when you bite. Each sack weighs about 40 pounds, and you shouldn't consume unless you're 18 or older. Pick up some Mr. Extra today so you can man out with that sludge nip in your masculine mouth.
Hell yeah.
Mr. Extra.
Wow. I've never had a soda. Mm-mm. My parents didn't allow me to have soda when I was a child.
Well, this is, I would say, an alternative to soda.
I see.
It's something, I think, more divine because it is
We're
in
obsessed
its
with
base
divinity.
Form.
That's, yeah, great. We love the concept of being divine.
We do.
It's too thick to be corrupted by carbonation.
Mm-hmm. You know who else won't be corrupted?
Us. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Untouchable.
So keep bringing me through your day. So in the afternoon, you know, you have this reflection. You do the kill list. You
make a kill list.
Reflection
Only
hour.
Only men are, no women.
As the sunset is starting.
It's the pondering hour. The pondering hour is kind of a free space. You kind of get just to do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we use it to play Xbox.
Sure.
But we're only playing like
space, Halo 2.
Yeah, Halo 2 and Space Invaders, mm-hmm, are the only two, mm-hmm, games. We
so
have them both for Xbox.
What we found we have the most fun doing is we've kind of invented our own version of a game called Space Invaders, where so one of us, depending on the day, I get the odd days, Nate gets the even days. One of us will strip down to our underwear, right? And we will stand 15 to 20 feet in front of the other who's standing by in a line.
Mm.
And we will go womp, 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 womp. And we'll spin around and do our hands like this and go in a circle while the other, standing behind the line, has a sack of frozen potatoes that we froze overnight, who does his best to hit the alien with those potatoes.
We watch a lot of baseball, so we're doing.
Oh, we throw gas.
We throw really, like, we got a four seam. We have each a pitch, like one of those radar guns that counts how fast you can throw.
Totally.
And we have both clocked each other pitching 131 miles an hour.
Yes.
Are you worried, like, every time you do this, I don't want to call it a game, kind of a ritual,
mm-hmm,
that could be the end of this relationship? Because this could be deadly.
The thing is, we don't aim for the face because there's certain rules and customs. We just aim for the genital region.
Oh, right. Oh.
That's the maximum hit zone. You know, it's kind of like we forgot to mention that we have paint targets on our bodies,
mm-hmm,
where the red part is like here. That's like 120 points. This is. The blue part is
there's
like 60.
There's a whole point system.
Right. It's like, it looks like an archery target where the middle, right, is the nads.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we're aiming, and based on where the bruises are, you get points.
Do you paint those on yourselves? Or
we paint them on each other.
Yes.
Yes. It's
on your skin?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
With like, we go to like, we get like, you know, bare paint from the Home Depot and we...
Are you clothed?
No. Simply not.
So at this point, you're not clothed. How long does the painting take?
Depends on how drunk we are.
Yeah, I mean, we got to start over sometimes
because we've been doing power hours.
I mean, that's the other thing that in order to make the drinking more more promoting of our masculine abilities, we do beer Olympics every day. So like during the reflection hour, we'll do a case race. Have you done a case race?
I can't say that I have.
I've tried.
Yes.
But as a woman, I failed.
Yes. And that is to be expected.
That was your first mistake.
The integrating the beer Olympics was the dumbest decision they ever made. It should have always been men only. But you know, hey, you know, the government.
C'est la vie.
Yeah, that's you know, certain corporations want that to be the case. Mm-hmm. Certain people that we can't talk about, you know, want that to be the case.
Mm-hmm. Stella Artois.
Mm-hmm, absolutely right. And she was actually, their company is named after the first woman to compete in the beer Olympics, Stella Artois.
And the last one.
I mean, she was dog shit.
She was trash.
I mean, she had about, what, two glasses of wine?
Two glasses. Yeah, she brought wine instead.
To the beer Olympics.
She brought a bag of Franzia.
I mean, she drank two glasses of white wine.
And she said, I'm
going to
drink you pussies under the table. And within 7 minutes, she was passed out.
I mean, that's the world historical number one party foul, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, totally.
Don't pass out with your shoes on, Asher Roth.
With Spring Black Friday deals at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.
So we do a beer Olympics, we do a case race, we do flip cup, we do, what other drinking games do we do?
And you're naked.
Yeah,
naked, oh, AC/DC, Tiesto, blasting.
Absolutely.
Right. Nonstop.
Yeah, totally. But only Brian Johnson AC/DC era, because Bon Scott was a little fruity for our taste.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. And so at that point, it's now nighttime. Which means it's time to sit by the fire and read. Hmm. I mostly read, right now, I mean, we change, but I'm reading a lot of historical fiction about the Civil War that I wrote. And I'm going over my old writing to see how I can improve it.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
Could you, maybe dive into what you're working on at the moment?
Yeah. So right now I'm working on a story about, a guy, a young soldier named Nate.
And he's on which side?
He's he starts on the Union, but he defects to the Confederates.
Oh.
And then he defects back later because they give him too many orders, and he doesn't play by the rules. Mm-hmm. And he
when you think about it, the Confederacy was really fighting for more rules,
which is that's the thing is
he wasn't attracted to the slave, he was attracted to rules.
Yeah, he liked the rules, but
law and order,
but eventually the rules proved too much for him. He realized how much of a free spirit he was, and what happens, so he's fighting in the Union Army, and they're all standing in a line, and he's at the Battle of Chancellorsville,
and he's white.
He what
just for my
he's Irish
image.
He's Irish.
Oh.
Okay. And
don't get me
started.
That
makes sense.
Right. Save it for another episode.
There's a lot of scenes where he gets hate crimed in New York.
He was a white passing Irish.
For being Irish. And that's a really big part of who his character is. And that's why he's so disrespectful of authority.
As a non-ethnic Catholic, I have so much respect for the Irish Catholics.
Thank you so much.
Because they get it so wrong. But God, they have fun doing it.
Yes, they really do, and that's why the Anglos will always hate us for it. So he's fighting in the Union Army, and he's looking. They're all standing in a line, and they're all getting shot. And he's like, "This is so stupid. Why are we standing in a line?" And then one night, through the power of getting drunk every day and doing beer Olympics with his best friend, you know, through his like embrace of the undistracted lifestyle, he invents the machine gun. And the next day he comes to the battle with just like a AK-47 and he gets the most kills.
He basically builds it in
the history of war.
He invented the machine gun, and then he invented a bunch of other guns.
Right.
Over the one night,
yes,
and got all the way to the AK-47.
He got all the way to the AK-47. He built them all in his tent at the Civil War, and he gets the all time record for most kills in the Confederate Army, and then later the all time record for most kills in the Union Army.
Wow!
And then he is assassinated the same night that Jean-Wilkes Booth kills Abraham Lincoln because the people can't know the truth.
Right.
But it's an allegory for the importance of our lifestyle.
And this probably changed history more than killing Lincoln.
No, this is historical. This is historical.
It might have happened. We don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot. Of, the
we
thing
can't
is,
know.
We can never know.
If there was a guy named Nate who invented the AK-47 at the Battle of Chancellorsville, he would have been killed by the government for being too powerful.
Right.
Yes. It's a story we almost must accept as truth so as not to accept a lie.
Absolutely. In the same way you would with, like, you know, the entire Bible, right? I'm not saying this should be added to the Bible, but...
Or the story of the entire Civil War.
Right, you know? Right. We don't know that it happened, but, you know, it's better to believe that it did.
I totally agree that it's better to believe that the Civil War happened.
Mm-hmm. Will, what are you reading right now?
Well, I'm reading... So I don't know if you're familiar with the television show Naruto.
I certainly yes.
Yes, but they turned that into a book with pictures.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been reading that. I have not been able to find the English version of it yet. So I have been reading it
in
Chinese.
Do you read other languages?
I love...
No, but I
Chinese?
Yes, it's all in Chinese. I'm inferring what's happening.
I've loved Naruto.
And I have a good idea.
Since I was a kid, because it was the rare Japanese... You know, anime with a female protagonist.
Come again?
And I think I found a lot to relate in Naruto as, you know, this weird girl with a lot of powers.
I'm sorry, I'm talking about Naruto. I think you're talking about something else.
Naruto with the orange jumpsuit.
Yes, yeah, the guy.
And the headband.
Yes.
Have you ever met a guy who wears a headband?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah,
LeBron James.
I was gonna say Axl Rose, but I think he might actually be a lady. So
yeah.
You can't tell these
Naruto's
days.
Naruto's going around. She's screaming.
Mm-mm.
She's on her period.
No.
I did. No, we did read that part of the book where we thought that Naruto was.
She's obviously a lesbian.
There was a part where Naruto was on his period.
She keeps moving her finger so fast.
No.
To lose her virginity.
There was that scene where Naruto was on his period, but we inferred that was just something that happened in this world.
Right.
This was a world that made it harder for men to exist by giving them periods.
Mm-hmm.
And
like, we don't already have it hard enough.
But so we've been inferring, like, 'cause I read it with him because he'll be like, what do you think this Chinese character means? And I'll look at it and I'll be like, best guess is that it means happy. Something like that.
And you
it's a very
that
happy
every time.
Yeah.
Let me just suggest that when you get home tonight, Will, take out one of your Naruto books.
Mm-hmm.
Turn to any page where she's smiling.
She who? Who do you mean?
Where Naruto is smiling.
Okay, he, yeah.
And you'll look at her crotch. Because it's wet as hell.
So, as a guy who drinks all day every day, sometimes your crotch gets wet.
So, Will,
that happens.
Will, we know about Nate's, you know, urges and such, but what about you? Do you experience urges, and what kind of urges are they, and what do you do with them?
I experience urges, but I found that you can sort of rid yourself of these urges by...
What kind of urges?
And just the urge. What kind of ridding?
You know how... It's kind of the urge where, you know, your fists kind of just ball up so tight that you think you're going to explode, and then you just sort of wake up, and it's like 5 hours later.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
So that's sort of been my experience with the concept.
When you wake up.
Yes. Well.
Are you, is there, are you covered in anything?
No, I usually wake up in a forest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I've never been before in a country that I've never been before.
But you're not covered in anything.
I'm covered in something.
Okay.
But I don't know what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. There's a lot of stuff you can get covered in. A lot of stuff when you
slime.
What do you
zap.
You, What do you smell like?
Ecto.
A new man.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think a lot about smell, actually.
Okay. You know,
as a podcaster, sometimes I think people don't respect the labor I put into my job because I don't look or smell like I've done anything but lay in bed all day. And I want to say that just because you work in an office doesn't mean you don't work hard. You've earned an easy way to let everyone around you in a 50-foot radius know that you're just a working-class, real American, even if your construction site is an Excel spreadsheet you edit for 20 minutes a day and seven figures a year. That's right. You work hard, and you deserve to smell like it. And you can with Rank, the body spray with the rough and tumble stench of the sweat, grease, and body cheese produced by manual labor. A scent now available to anyone who wants to spend their hard-earned money on it, even if it came from a tech job or a trust fund. Rank, you've worked hard. Keep the stank. So, yeah, thanks to Rank for sponsoring us and for supplying a scent.
An amazing product.
That might be similar to the scent that you have when you wake up in one of these forests.
Yeah.
Well, that's a natural. He gets that naturally, but it's good that a supplement exists for people who cannot wander while asleep and urging naturally, mm-hmm. and can become so incredibly unctuous during their travels that they can now get supplemental support on that.
Speaking of work and labor, how do you two make money to support this lifestyle?
We edit videos for large corporations, their YouTubes. Yeah.
What corporations?
Name one. Coca-Cola, Ford.
Raytheon.
Gerber.
When do you do this?
Toys
R
Us.
Does that fit into your
That's day? What bath time's for.
Yes.
Oh, you're also doing
Yeah, we're
doing
editing.
That
we're, we are editing the shit out of stuff.
Yeah.
You have your laptops in the bath with you?
Waterproof laptops. Yeah.
Waterproof laptops.
Yeah. Oh, so you're making bank.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we are incredibly well accommodated. I mean, it's part of the when you are just a pure man, this is kind of the opposite of the gender pay gap is that when you rid yourself of all female connections and only have one male connection, you actually make 20% more than other men.
Think about when you're doing your job, right? You probably have a silly kind of monkeyish computer job.
It's exactly what I'm doing right now.
Yeah. Imagine how much more. So at some point during this, you either have or have already gotten so horny that you can't even think straight, and all you can think about is jacking off. Am I wrong?
Pretty regularly that happens to me.
Imagine how much more work you'd get done.
Right.
If you didn't.
Right.
That's what we do.
Yeah, so, we could record.
Have either of you guys
two, maybe even three podcasts a week.
Have either of you guys ever been in a relationship with a woman?
Like prior to this?
Before this?
Have you tried that out?
What's your
there was mother, but that's one of those like original sin type of
things.
Is
that the name or a title?
I don't know her name. I only know her as mother.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I made a conscious decision at the age of 12 to not learn her name and just refer to her as mother.
And you did that successfully.
I did successfully do that. I learned it, but hey, you know, you drink enough, you can forget a lot of names. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of where I got to with the relationship with mother. So she was my last female relationship. My parents... they separated, and they did the thing that you do with dogs where you stand on opposite ends of the yard and you try to get them to go to one side of the yard to pick who they want to live with. And my parents did that, and they asked me to go, you know, one way or the other. And every time I would take a step towards one of them, they would back up like two steps.
Oh, wow.
And so every time I would turn around, they'd just back away further and further and further. And that's when I forgot my mother's name. No, I've never had a relationship with a woman. We'll get to pussy all the time, though.
Oh, yeah. I was married for 9 years. We had two kids. Her name was Amanda. She was a lovely woman when I met her.
What happened?
Basically, what happened was...
And the kids. You had two
kids? Oh, they're
kids.
Still... I have two kids.
When was the last time you saw them?
When I made the conscious decision to cut all weakness out of my life.
And kids are obviously very weak.
Oh, my God. Have you ever tried to do anything with a kid?
I mean, you can squish them like a... Yeah, I have. Yeah. And you can squish them like a bug
accident. I've fought a lot of kids, and most of them are really easy to beat up. Yeah. Some of them surprise you, but most of them you can really outsmart and outpunch.
Every time I've tried to high-five a kid, the force of my hand hitting their hand has knocked them clear across the room.
You know, I actually had a son.
Yeah.
And he was really big because I would feed him. I actually was worried about how small he was. And so I would feed him human growth hormone regularly. And before he passed, he was getting really big.
Yes.
How big was he?
He was on the Today Show.
I used to compliment you.
Just for being so big.
They're like, this is the most jacked
all the time.
Being so big.
This sounds like the kind of guy I would like to meet. I'm very impressed
He's
with
this. He's
dead. Sadly, he did pass away.
How did he pass?
We don't know.
Right. Every day when
how
I call
he passed.
Him, April up.
He was so big, though.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, April, gosh, I love how big your son is. How big is he today? And sometimes she would say, 200 pounds, 280 pounds. And then one day she said, zero. He's dead. We already zooped him up in the oven. And
we did cremate him ourselves.
Yeah,
and that was while he was alive.
He's all ash.
Yeah.
And I promised myself I would never grieve fucking ashes. Because once someone's ash, they're not a person anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm Catholic. And so that was really actually great for me. Because I didn't have to mourn April's son. Because by the time I found out about it, he was already cremated.
But you guys are Catholics. Don't you guys put like the X on your heads with the ash too? What's that all about?
That's ash? As I understand it.
Yeah.
That's ash?
It's called Ash Wednesday.
God, I thought that was shit.
Oh, no.
You were putting shit on your forehead? You thought you were putting shit on your forehead?
I thought my past.
And you thought also that like Tom Cruise was putting shit on his forehead and all those other celebrities?
Yeah, I thought my pastor was... dipping, taking a dip.
He was doing that thing monkeys do in the zoo, where every time you come up, he just
taking a dip.
He just chuck it at you.
I thought it was Ass Wednesday.
That's a totally reasonable mistake to make. I mean, frankly, it's one letter off.
Listen, I'm a Catholic. I didn't say I was good at it.
Right.
I just had an idea for a movie, if anyone cares.
Sure.
It's starring Tom Cruise, and it's called Ash Wednesday.
Okay.
And basically, it's a normal Tom Cruise movie, but it happens on Ash Wednesday, so he's got the cross on his forehead the whole time.
So basically, he's fighting bad guys, he's running around.
Yeah, but it's called Ash Wednesday.
How about it's an ocean?
There should be.
And sometimes an old guy looks at it and is like, nice.
Yeah, and
good
also and also with you.
How about it's... Tom Cruise and because everybody goes to church on Ash Wednesday famously, and the most people go to the church in the Vatican famously.
The most people go to the church in there,
right? But Tom Cruise has a plan. The collection plate goes around.
Ooh,
yeah,
that's $5 to $10 million,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah,
yeah.
And so Tom Cruise has a plan to rob the Vatican.
It's
like Cash Wednesday.
But he's not
Wednesday.
A bad guy, and so he's probably just trying to get like $5.
But
he's just trying to get his. He put a ten in there. He's like, that's.
He's trying to feed his starving family, and the Pope spits on his son at one point early on in the movie.
Yeah, the Pope takes his son, and he's like, "You're the altar boy."
Whoa.
And the kid's like, for Mass, and the Pope's like, forever.
So he probably needs the money to buy his son back.
Right.
He's to buy his son's freedom, yes.
Yes, from the Pope.
How about Trash Wednesday?
Finally a Catholic taken.
Yeah.
That's what I've been asking for.
How about Trash Wednesday, and he's taking his trash out?
Okay.
On Wednesday?
Trash day
on
Thursday.
On
trash comes out on Thursday.
Yeah, that's not, that doesn't make, everyone's trash gets picked up on Thursday, so it doesn't make sense. Yeah.
How about Crash Wednesday? And it's Tom Cruise and his white family, and they get into a car accident with a black family.
Okay.
But it's on Wednesday.
I think that's an Oscar winner right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How about MASH Wednesday? And it's 3 hours on TBS every night.
Yeah.
Listen, brother, that's my every day of the week.
It's beautiful. It's you got Klinger and the gang, Alan
So,
Alda.
Amanda, happened with her?
Hmm?
Your wife?
Oh, Amanda?
Yeah.
Oh, I started hanging out with Nate a lot, and I was like, this is so much better.
Amanda and I never saw eye to eye.
No, they did not. Nate and Amanda fucking hated each other.
We got into tiffs.
And I found every time they'd argue, I'd be like, I think Nate's right.
She hated my writing, which is, to me is the last
straw. And so I was like, yeah, you know what? I told my family one night, I was like, I'm going to bounce.
Is that how you said it?
Yeah, I said, I'm going to bounce, take it easy. And then I just went and lived with Nate.
Wow, that's a really simple and beautiful story.
We don't know what their reaction was. We have
blocked their numbers.
Can't
peace
look
out.
Back. Can't look back.
You know, thinking about starting over, starting a new life without weakness in it, reminds me of our other generous sponsor for today's episode. This episode is brought to you in part thanks to Jackpot Rehab, a wonderful gambling addiction treatment center. Are you struggling with your gambling problem? Did you lose your car in another bet? Can you resist the urge to put it all on red? It might be time to get help. Contact Jackpot Rehab today. And don't worry if you can't afford treatment, because Jackpot Rehab holds weekly raffles that you can enter for a chance to win an all-expenses-paid gambling rehab experience.
Wow.
Actually, I might actually have to ask you about that later. I've gotten myself
totally.
In a little bit of a gambling high water here.
I don't even have a gambling problem, and I enter that lottery every day.
Yeah.
It's just so
I've
fun.
Actually, I've won a few times, and I'm just keeping those all expense paid rehab in stock. I've never gambled outside of that raffle once in my life, but just in case, you know, they give it to you on a little gift card, gift certificate, actually, big piece of paper. I'd say about 11 by 17, and it looks real nice. And I got a few of those in my office. And if I ever have to go three times, I'm set.
That's beautiful. I would love to win that. I'm out of money, though. I you guys remember MASH Wednesday from a little bit ago?
Yeah. Yes.
So I've been going to my bookie's house during MASH Wednesdays, and I will bet him what happens on the episode of MASH that we're watching. And this is, I really have hunches about the ways the episodes are going to go, because, you know, I'm a writer. And man, I'm running real bad. This guy's seen every episode of MASH. He's a big fan. And his recall of what happens in the episodes is, and he gives me really good odds. He's like, I'll give you 10-1 that Alan Alda dies in this episode. I'm like, that is too good value to pass up. And I take it, and Alan Alda never dies.
Can I just ask, do you ever say, propose a bet, and then he just says, nope.
Yeah, all the time.
And then that happens in the episode?
Yeah, well, I'll try to be like, I think this is going to happen. He's like, okay, I will give you 1 to 10,000, which means that I would have to wager $10,000 to win $100, which I've done that. And I ended up thinking that they were going to save this one guy's life. And at the end, my bookie shot the TV and it was like, oh, they just killed him.
What about Gash Wednesday and Tom Cruise is getting bottom surgery?
That sounds more like your guys' thing.
Yeah,
you guys know what that is?
Nope.
Well, I don't want...
Is that when you fall and land on your bottom?
Like Humpty Dumpty got bottom surgery when he fell off.
Is that when you bust up your butt?
I bet what you guys wish it was when someone, when a woman with a vagina, you know, took the weakness out of her by sewing that up. Sewing that wound up.
What about Rash Wednesday? And he's got like a weird rash.
I use she, her pronouns. Actually.
No, can you guys explain to us what bottom surgery is?
Oh, I don't know if you'd like to know about that.
We're scholars. We'd like to know about
anything. Say one of you, you have a penis.
Less, so, I think.
If you wanted to have a vagina, you could have bottom surgery to turn it into a vagina.
Huh. Vexing.
Is that something you'd like?
Me right now, personally?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Most of my friends want it real bad.
Yeah.
I just got terrified for a second. I think I need to go to the pillow pile.
How about Smash Wednesday and it's him and a hot girl and they are fucking smashing and over again?
What if he's in the world of Super Smash Brothers?
I use she, her pronouns.
That's good too.
Can you stop pitching movies that are based on my life?
No, I'm just going to keep going. Coincidentally, I don't have any more though. That's all I have, but.
Lash Wednesday?
Oh, that's good.
It could be about slavery and you could learn new contouring things for your eyelashes, and you could learn about how to make eyelashes.
It's about both of those.
It's about both of those things. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of unethical stuff in the cosmetic industry, so maybe we could.
What about Fash Wednesday? And he's like fascist and like taking over the world and stuff.
Have you watched the news? Yeah.
Just an idea for a movie that they could make.
Maybe this isn't the movie, but kind of an activity we could do. Succotash Wednesday.
Okay.
It's a surprisingly complicated dish So maybe if we came together, we could make it.
On a Wednesday.
What about just Wednesday? Could we do something with that?
No.
Mm-mm. I don't think so, no.
Don't think so.
Too wacky.
We have a couple of questions from our listeners who are fans of your story and would like to know maybe how to replicate that in their own lives.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
We have one from Rodney in New Amsterdam. He asks, how do I find a platonic same-sex accountability life partner like you two have?
Well, we... Bowling alley.
Yeah, we would recommend bowling alleys. We found each other on the on a sort of Raya-esque app for high-level men to become friends with each other.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
That's invitation only.
Mm-hmm. It's called Du Bois.
Were you two high-level men?
Yes, absolutely very high-level men. I was known among men for my Civil War fictions, and Will has a following on social media for being the Woods guy, and many news profiles about him. He travels on foot naked
huge
a lot.
Huge in Russia, yeah.
Yeah, and there's a lot of respect for...
They think I'm the fucking shit.
There's a lot of respect for when people are covered in oil and in the woods in other cultures.
In their culture, yes. Other cultures. Yeah.
So we were high-level men, yes, but yeah. We would recommend bowling.
Great. That's wonderful. Anything else you guys would like to add
to that specific question?
No, that's all right. We have another question. We actually, and this question, we got a lot of people.
A ton of people.
A lot of
this
people
question.
Wrote in and asked this question. But here's one from Matt in Los Angeles, and it reads: I would love to pay for your Uber home. What's your address?
Okay. So we know.
Wait. I feel like we're being tricked.
I think this might be...
It might be a ruse.
Might be Mr. Damascus and his many spies.
Trying to get...
This is a cutthroat world. Yes. Being the leveled off monks that we are. There's a lot of haters trying to take you down.
A lot of people trying to find our address.
Yeah.
To that we say...
I think enlightenment.
To that we say, yeah. No.
We'll just say this. It's not... 1711 Maple Avenue, Long Beach, California 90013. Anywhere
else?
It's not that.
Great.
Definitely not that.
Great. So it's not that.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful.
And Matt, if I see you, if I should happen to see you at that address that I just mentioned, I have an AK-47 that I made myself, and as part of the research for the book, and I am not afraid to use it once I figure out how it works.
That's a promise.
Wow. That's a promise.
Well, you two are amazing.
You clearly have a beautiful partnership.
And we do.
I'm glad we could highlight that on our show.
Mate is the light of my life.
Love is love.
Thank you so much.
A lot of our male listeners.
Yes, we feel neutral about you, but thank you very much for calling us amazing.
Totally. Yeah,
right in the middle.
Of course.
I'm just glad you don't feel negative. Because it seems like you feel pretty negatively about most women.
Hey.
So for us to be neutral...
Hey,
huge compliment.
You guys
We appreciate you coming out of your, hiding.
You guys get a guy
to
pass.
To be on the show.
You are fully eligible for parole off the kill list.
Yeah.
That is something that could easily happen
soon.
And
why do we get a guy pass?
Yeah, I wasn't handing that out. That's more of a Will thing.
Yeah.
Maybe he should answer that.
I don't know. I see a lot of potential.
Just something about us.
You see something. Yeah.
I just see something,
maybe
you guys.
Under our...
Wait a second. I feel like I'm being tricked.
No, well, I don't do that anymore.
We don't do that here.
I don't do that anymore.
At the Girl God Experience.
I'm clean from that stuff.
But
I haven't tricked anyone.
You should all listen to Nate and Will's wonderful podcast, A Closer Look. Two seasons, both incredible. You might hear April and I on the second one. Thank you two so much for coming out.
But if you do hear us, you're probably psycho.
Because we weren't on it. Yeah. Go to the hospital immediately if you hear our voices.
Please, God, listen to our podcast.
Please.
Thank you two for coming on today. Thank you all for listening to...
See you next time on the Girl God Experience. Bye.
See you guys.
Yo, thank you for listening to the Girl God Experience. The Girl God Experience was produced by Earwolf, Grace Freud, and April Clark. The show's producers are Anita Flores, Josh Richmond, and Amelia Chapelot. Audio engineered by Abby Aguilar. The Earwolf Presents series is hosted by myself, Jacquees Neal, and our theme music was engineered and sung by the one and only Jordan Duffy. Special shout out to Jeff Gross and Aaron Nestor. And for more information on Earwolf Presents, make sure to visit earwolf.com and follow us at Earwolf on all your favorite social platforms.
Doers, mowing season is here with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, you can get gas-like power with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower for just $329. With a runtime of nearly an hour, it's the perfect mower to tackle your half-acre lawn without a trip to the gas station. Just push and mow. Your grass won't wait, so buy it online and pick it up in-store to get out there sooner. Get gas-like power this spring with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower, just $329 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.